So we're talking about just video and out in the world, and now we're specifically talking about things as they pertain to the iPhone, iPod Touch platform, since Josh and I are new owners of iPhones. We waited a while until it wasn't cool anymore and got one. And then Paul has a Touch. And yes.
I bet I'll get an iPhone soon. I bet.
It's nice platform.
It's gonna happen.
The GPS stuff is nice.
Yeah, most definitely. Well,
I really haven't used them.
I'll tell you the real reason it's gonna happen is because, well, Josh knows. I mean,
fail.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's like, don't tease me with the map application, and then like put me in like Chicago, trying to find a record store.
And there's like 800 Wi-Fi like things popping up simultaneously.
Yeah. Right, but if you're in a car, forget about it.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
So
no, it's a lot of money to pay for the service. But I decided that that's what I want. I wanted a mobile internet device, and you can't get something.
Right.
Everything is trying to be the iPhone right now, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's some cool things that other things do. The G1, is the G1 that's the T-Mobile? Yeah, I think it is because it's a Google phone. It's the T-Mobile G1, the one that has the slide-out keyboard and touchscreen.
Right. Yeah.
But it's open source, so people can develop apps and a little more easily. But I don't know. It's not the.
But they can't sell them to like a gazillion people.
Right.
Like you can, like the iApps can. So there's a whole lot of audio apps. I don't even know where to start really. Like the Bloom app is pretty cool. There's a bunch of little keyboard. There's a bunch of little specific things like that basically turn your iPhone into keyboard. Instruments or there's some experimental stuff that I'm really into as well that just kind of makes it freak out and uses the accelerometer. Is that right?
Yeah. Accelerometer.
A lot of the programs use it. I mean, I would say most of them. Well, I don't know. Maybe about as much as don't use it.
Any of the things that you tilt or shake use the accelerometer.
Right.
Bloom uses the accelerometer. You can use it to clear.
Pattern. A lot of it have that. Yeah, the clear stuff or to reset.
Yeah, or to like change the channel in radio apps.
Uh huh.
Something like that. Ocarina is really cool.
Yeah, the Ocarina.
Yeah, Josh and I started a game in a chess. Was it Chess with Friends or something?
I think it's called Chess.
Yeah, I think it is just called Chess in the thing, but when it shows up, it says Chess with Friends.
Oh, I see. But,
Josh and I.
But it's really cool. You can keep playing. You should totally get it, Paul.
Yeah. He told me about it.
It's a fun thing.
Really cool. Where you take a move and then like later you just check in on the game and someone else is moving back. That's great.
And it keeps it on the website, so it's persistent, so it doesn't die. The game keeps going.
Yeah.
So you can get going for months if you want to just play a move at a time for.
It's kind of cool.
You know, with chess, there's always been that thing with chess though. Like, you know, the great masters are like so and so visited here.
They play by letter.
They left the chess board and right. They play by letter. They show the coordinates and
destroy you.
I think it was
back and forth.
Adams and Jefferson played chess by letter, I think.
Really? That's pretty cool.
As well as like wrote things back and forth to each other.
I was going to say, as far as music apps, we were talking about Bloom, but as far as other music apps, Josh and I messed around with this ITM Matrix thing, which...
Oh, yeah, that's the serious shit.
Dude, this is amazing. This allows, and maybe, like, another segment, if I can get it set up, I'll do a quick demo of it, but...
Is it like a $15 app?
Five?
That's not...
$5 or $10.
So what is it? Go ahead and explain what it is.
What's the like protocol specifically? The protocol. I forget
basically,
what it was.
You download an app for your computer, Windows or Mac, and it receives wireless
MIDI
control information.
Yeah, I saw this. I was looking at one of these apps. I think so they have like a whole library of virtual instruments, right?
Right. I can control
Serato,
or I can control Ableton. or I could control reason through it. Any of them.
No, I saw that. That seemed really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. So that's, like, as far as music go, that's got to be one of my favorites. The
What was the name of it? Sorry.
I use all the time as a DJ is the simplest app in the world. It's the...
The BPM?
BPM Tap, baby. I love this.
You just tap it out? Is that a free app or is it like a buck?
It's just like, yeah, you just like, you know, tap to your tempo and you get your BPM, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
was that okay. Do you know if that's a free app or if that was...
Here's another one.
That's a free app.
I have that's one as cool. well, but it's not showing up very well.
Just hold down the home key and the hold key at the same time. It'll just take a screenshot. We can put it in the show later.
There it is.
Oh, I see it now.
That's a metronome app as well.
Cool.
You can drive it out to be a bazillion different noises too, like cowbells and hi-hats and stuff.
Yeah, well, one of the things that this has made me wonder is, like, I bought a GPS cheap. I've had a PSP since the day they came out. I've got a Sansa E200 series MP3 player and a Zoom now.
Something's got to go.
It's like, I don't need this. I just don't need it.
The world's not big enough for all those gadgets. Your pocket's
I think I'm
going to
give it. I don't carry. I'm not going to carry half of them. I'm giving the GPS to my mom, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Give the Sansa to somebody and keep the Zoom.
What, you're gonna keep.
I'm gonna keep it.
You're gonna keep it. You keeping the PSP?
I still got a bunch of games on it.
Okay, keeping the PSP.
It's great for it's. You get. It's great for flights.
You getting rid of the Zoom?
No.
You're keeping the Zoom.
Zoom's 30 gig.
Keeping the. You got the iPhone.
Got an iPhone.
What else you got? What else?
I got rid of the GPS. What else do I have, really?
You said one item so far.
I said I was getting rid of the GPS and the Sansa.
Congratulations.
How often do you sync your iPhone? How often do you sync your iPhone with your computer, Matt?
How often?
Yeah.
Often. Right now.
Then why does it matter how much storage is on your phone if you're just going to use MP3s?
Because it'll die.
What?
What do you mean how much storage is on my phone?
You cited the capacity of the Zoom.
The Zoom?
Yeah.
It's more than, it's like twice what the iPhone is.
I know, but...
I can put video on it. That's the big thing. Like I can put movies on it to like go on trips with. Because a movie's like 700 megabyte, like a gig or something.
Eric's way into putting TV shows and movies on his iPod. Or his touch.
Yeah, no, I can see it. I've got a few episodes of TV on this that if I was stuck anywhere I would watch. But that TV.com thing is cool and that I have an orb to where I can did we talk about orb? I guess we did.
Did we?
We talked about it offline maybe. The orb app is Orb Live is the app name and it's $10. But there's a Windows server per piece that runs, and it serves photos, documents, audio, video, and TV if you have the right TV tuner card. Excuse me. To your iPhone anywhere you are, which is really cool if you think, like, if you're considering getting something like a Slingbox, something that's like $150, $200, $300, and then you got to hook it up to something. It's not as complicated. It's cool if you've got a desktop that can do it. I was having some issues with my. I think a lot of it's the bandwidth requirements that if I had it in the Wi-Fi range and I was running Wi-Fi in my house, I wonder if it's even my router more than the protocols or whatever. But I had to go below 3G or in the 3G range for the video quality,
right?
In order to get it to be usable.
Usable.
Without it crashing on me. But I don't know, it's cool. The audio stuff is really cool. To be able to browse your library. You've got a finite device, a 16 gig device here. I've got a terabyte. No, that's Orb. That's Orb Live.
That's Orb, okay.
So Orb Live lets me do browse my media, basically play my media, gotcha. Stream okay. my media okay. from my desktop through yeah. my broadband connection to my iPhone, which is yeah. that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean that means definitely. I got a lot of stuff on my computer that I can't have on my iPhone, you know?
Sure, sure, but I mean, sometimes, even just, I don't even want to browse the library on my iPhone, which is one reason I like stuff like The Last FM Player, where I can just select an artist
right.
that I want
something yeah, yeah.
similar to and let that go, or even like the Genius well, thing does sometimes a pretty good job of that as well.
Well, I was thinking a prime example for you that I think you would dig, Paul, is like, you're your parents, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, did you see that episode of Frontline a couple years ago?
Right.
That was on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have that on my, machine.
Yeah.
It's on my machine. I can play yeah. I can play that on my phone for people.
Right. Right.
Or if I had the right cable, which I don't, I could plug it into a TV and watch the, that's interesting, dude.
Yeah.
That's the fact that they don't do that through iTunes already.
Right.
Stream your iTunes content is stupid.
Right.
But, yeah, so I don't know. That's a cool app. We talk about music apps too. I bought Bloom. It's pretty rad. There's a synth app you use too, Josh, isn't there?
Yeah, micro synth or mini synth, something like that. And yeah. Let's see. Mini piano, organist, let's see, beatbox.
You played
BTBX,
with Synth Pond?
Yeah.
Do you have the full version of that?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about it? Because it's super complicated for me to.
It is? Oh.
Well, no, just the thing. I don't know enough about, like, the octave. It's like a circuit design almost to me.
Well, it's like, it's cool. There was this thing a while back, that table that had the objects and it made weird noise. It was called Reactable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's kind of like
you know what you're
that.
Talking about.
Where it,
yeah, that makes sense.
The proximity of the little objects, like, it's not too complicated. It's just the proximity of the objects matters. Sort of.
And there's like four types of objects.
Yeah.
Or at least in the light version there are. But I know it's really interesting. Yeah, like you said, it's a virtual table. You put these objects on them. They're like they're octave things or they're filters or they're whatever. You can play some crazy effects on them. And then they interact with each other and generate some tone. In some ways, it's probably just because the interface is that and Bloom seemed a little similar in the interface as far as I guess.
Well, yeah, an application too because they can.
Is that me? Who is that?
Know. It may have been me. What's cool about it is it can just sit really. I mean, you can kind of get it going and. It can sort of just regurgitate for a while, especially Bloom, where it's made mm-hmm. to just kind of like hang out and kind
of
morph.
A function that says like evolve, like a
yeah,
evolve,
right.
I just want to know what it's programmed in and how they program it, and like, I don't know. I'm really interested in that aspect of it.
I think it's programmed in Brian Eno's brain.
Well, it was him and another guy, so I'm assuming the other guy was the programmer.
Right.
Probably.
And Ina said,
like, I'm assuming that.
Make these sounds sound cooler and better and do interesting things.
Right. So.
He said, here's a couple ideas. I gotta go record you too.
Right. Yeah, that actually is totally it.
I mean, cool play. I mean, you too. So, Fring, I couldn't get it to work. I mean, it works.
At
I still
all?
Can't get.
Or
I still can't get the just the Skype thing. The G-Talk thing's pretty cool though, if you think about it.
Oh, dude.
I mean, you can.
Does it do voice?
Yeah, you can G-Talk call.
I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Have you tested that? That's cool.
I haven't. Maybe I'll call you right now.
Yeah, I just launched it, so. But I don't think I have Skype run anywhere else either.
Where the frick is it?
You can say fuck. Buddy list. History. More.
You're not on here. Oh, yeah, you are. I'm calling you.
Okay. Hello?
Is this in
progress?
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm talking to you through Google on the phone.
That's pretty crazy. That's, I didn't know it did
Weirdos.
That. I think you're going to do it with the headset. You want to give me $5 plus shipping for my original iPhone headphones?
iPhone headphones?
Then you can plug them into your touch.
That's what you sound like. I'm piping you through the mixer. That's what your voice sounds
like. Yeah, it sounds crazy. It's like this crazy delay loop over here.
Oh, it's already messed up.
I'm so crazy.
Can you say Wally real slow?
Say it lower.
Wally. No, like Wally.
I got it.
It was making your voice sound really distorted a second ago.
Why is it vibrating at me?
Why is it vibrating at you? I don't know.
Alright, I'm gonna end the Google Talk call.
Okay, that's cool.
That's pretty cool though. Oh, I know why it's vibrating at me. Because it does Twitter.
Oh, somebody Twitter.
No, it's like 12 messages on Twitter. I'm gonna get out of frame. That's pretty cool though. I didn't know it did the talk stuff.
Dude, okay. Are we
it's
done with the
pretty
segment?
Cool free app.
Are we done with the segment yet, by the way?
Oh, do you want to be done with the segment, I guess?
No, I'm not. No, I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to talk about iFi at least.
Keep going. Yeah. Please, tell me about iFi. I'm curious about that.
iFi? Well, are you familiar with, the real thing they sell is a physical memory card.
Okay.
That you put into a camera that has Wi-Fi built into it.
Oh, it's that thing. Awesome. Okay.
It's that company.
Wait,
right?
Camera with the Wi-Fi?
So companies make cameras with Wi-Fi, but this is an aftermarket thing. It is an SD card that is, they make a 2 gig and a 4 gig that you put into your camera and you configure it on your network. And when it's at your house and you leave it on after you take pictures, it automatically uploads it to your computer. And or a number of like 60 video services, one of which being Flickr. So I take a picture, I'm walking around my house, my camera's still on, it uploads to my MacBook and then uploads to Flickr. And here's my experience with it. I bought a version of it, right? The version I bought was defective when I bought it from Best Buy. It was on sale, but it wasn't on. So I bought it for $60. They were originally like 80 or 90. I get it home, set it up. They're like, oh, you need it on the website, on the registration. We need to send you one. Yours is defective.
Right.
It's like, man, that kind of blows.
Right.
So I have to wait. Like, I bought it at Best Buy so I could use it.
Right.
Immediately.
Well, you know, and they've had all kinds of little bumps in there. You know, they try to make their user experience perfect from beginning to end. It's not always going to happen, you know?
Right. So they're like, they acknowledge the problem. They sent out a return thing. They sent me one out. They sent me a new card. And they said, okay, you get a $15 credit, which means the card that I got, which didn't do geotagging originally,
right.
Now for $15, I get geotagging for a year, which means that same card will use Wi-Fi spots to try to pinpoint where it is when I take a photo and mark where that is.
That's really smart.
And then upload that to Flickr and...
Right.
They also sell another thing that's $15 a year that would let you use Wi-Fi hotspots around the country at, like, I think it's Waypoint is the name of the company, but it's like McDonald's and Starbucks and stuff like that. So if you're traveling, you could take a photo and go to a Starbucks and automatically upload your photos, and they show up on your Flickr.
That starts to get a little crazy, I think, within that whole thing realm, though, you know, don't you think? It's like... That's some crazy instantaneous uploading.
Well, it is when you forget your settings, and I just installed this iPhone app that just came out today.
Right.
And you have to have an iFi card. Like, you have to be a customer that has a card in order to even have this, use this app, because you have to have an account.
Right.
But it takes and uploads all my stuff, all the iPhone photos, which is really cool because to Flickr, because there's not a good Flickr uploader app. I've been looking for like a week now.
Their uploader's shite.
So, I don't know, it's a useful card, and just today or this week they announced support for video on one of the cards. So if you get one of the newer cards, not only does it do geotagging, not only does it upload to Flickr and upload to your computer, but it will also support video files and automatically upload video files.
That's really cool.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, which for a lot of people, you know, configure a camera, give the card to somebody, and they just use it.
Right.
And it uploads. And they don't even have to have a computer.
I guess my other, my other favorite app right now is ITV, which is movie listings,
yeah,
TV listings. Amazing.
It's pretty cool. I have that installed.
It. Other gripe. I love the free version of iTabla, but to buy it, it's something like $500.
Oh yeah,
$500.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think it's $100. I think it's $100 and something.
No,
iTabla.
$100. I swear.
Was it?
I swear. We can look it up, but.
Go to the
it's
app
really
store
cool.
and take a screenshot.
It's a really good.
Let's check it out.
That's a little over the top. There's another cool app called Evernote. Evernote works with the Evernote service. Basically, does document synchronization. Could be it's document does document synchronization. So that means that you can take a photo of something with your iPhone, and then it would sync that photo up to the account, and then
right.
sync that photo down to your desktop at home. Which is pretty cool.
Right.
Works with PDFs and stuff too. Manages PDFs. That's one of the things. But I went over my quota really quickly. Because you pay to host files at some point. Oh, Twitter Phone is, I think, the coolest Twitter app I've found so far for the iPhone. Because what Twitterific is, I've heard it's not that cool, and it's like $3.
Okay.
The Twitter Phone's
$150. Cool. Josh was right.
Yeah. Paul's like, it's like $1,000!
$1 billion!
The guy's a douchebag, that iTabla guy!
Still,
$150?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
iTabla? I mean, may as well.
They need to move.
My book, I guess that's all I'm saying.
I think they just have, like, some sort of decimal conversion rate problem or something.
I'm equally not going to buy it for either price.
Right.
All right, I'm going to run through some really quick audio apps. I'm not even going to say anything about them other
Great.
Than the name. Shoutcast, there's a Shoutcast app. There's iHeartRadio is really cool. Slacker Radio, Paul mentioned Last FM.
The
Pandora
public radio
app.
The public radio
is really cool.
Yeah.
It's a big browsing of public radio stations across the country. NPR Mobile, AOL Radio, and then Paul's super excited about KUT 90.5 in Austin. Independent
station.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
So, and if you don't have it, then Shazam too. If you
yeah,
got something
yeah.
with a mic, because that's
Shazam.
Pretty cool. But you've probably heard about that. Other real quickly, there's a Airphones, an application that I paid I think $5 for, that lets your iPhone or iPod Touch be basically mobile headphones for your Mac.
Right.
So you're playing something on iTunes, you turn it on, you can wander around whatever range and listen to that stuff as if
right.
you were plugged into your headphones. Any app, and it's pretty cool. Or did I say just iTunes? I think it's any app. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It crashes a bunch, though. We talked about the chess app. Man, I'm going to buy Katamari at some point. I don't have it. Well, I have the free version. iPity. iPity's worth it. It's the Mr. T app. Here, I'm going to play Mr. T sounds so that you appreciate it right now. Then, Josh, do you have any other apps? Or just go through them real quick.
I like the Bloomberg app because it shows all the crazy different stock markets all over the world. And very, very, very in-depth news from multiple sources regarding financial stuff. It's kind of one-trick pony, I guess. Distant Shore. It's a game. Distant Shore. Check it out. It's kind of
interesting
premise. Yeah.
It's like a game.
You write something in a bottle and throw it into the sea. And other people write stuff in bottles and throw it into the sea. And sometimes you get stuff that people wrote. And it's... You can write back to them, but you never know who it is.
Have you seen the Zen... Was it Zen Bound?
Uh-uh.
This iPhone app, it's a game, and I've almost bought it. It's like $5. It's got amazing reviews. The whole concept is there's a three-dimensional object. And that object has string on it at some point, and you have to spin the object... the multi-touch interface to wrap the string around that object.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Grocery IQ is good.
Did you buy it?
I did.
It's like a dollar.
Yeah.
Do you like
I like it.
Is it useful?
Yeah, because it separates everything into like categories.
Is it useful to be that specific on grocery items? Because that was the thing that...
It is for me. That didn't show up at all. It is for me because
I don't know.
I don't like writing a list every time. Fuck that.
Right. No doubt.
National Debt App shows the national debt. Constitution. Yeah.
There's Bill of Rights and
Shakespeare. All of Shakespeare's shit ever. The Shakespeare app's pretty cool.
Oscillator.
Pandora. So yeah, lots of good apps. There's gonna be more
for people who want to get past the limit on SMS messages or on text messages on the iPhone. If you're like running low, there's an app called Infinite SMS, and it actually uses the Google Talks messaging service to send messages to actual cell phones. But it doesn't count against your text messages. It only counts against the people that you're sending the text message to. So if you don't have a lot of incomings, or if you don't have a lot of text messages, you can actually use that to send text messages to people. I use Droplr, which works with Drop.io. So you can use the Drop.io account. What other camera bag? Just got that. It simulates like a Polaroid camera or a fisheye lens and does stuff with the camera. Which is pretty cool. If you look at my Flickr site right now, there's some stuff on there. iBart, radar on motion. Actually, just says radar motion because it just shows like weather radar. But that's about it. That's it on the iPhone apps.
Cool.
There are a billion other ones.
Cool.
Almost literally tens of thousands, at this point.
Thousands and thousands.
But you only have 9 pages which to put them on.
That's right.
Yeah. And I didn't mention any of the sports apps on the last page, which are not there for me, but so that when I go to a bar and people are asking sports questions, I can look up sports things.
Fine.
They're not really apps that I care about, but it's a page that just has this on it. I'm going to upload a gallery of screenshots from the apps that I do have. And Josh and Paul, you guys should do captures of your screens too. We can upload those and make a set on Flickr. Just
cool.
Show the apps that we do have right now.
Oh, right.
If you do the home button and hold at the same time, it takes a screen capture of the whatever app you're in.
Okay.
Whatever you're doing on the iPhone, it dumps it to a file. So
that's cool.
It's really cool to document stuff if you're blogging about your phone.
Sure.
I just bought an Airport Express.
Nice.
Off of eBay, which is actually I don't know. I'll believe this when I see it. So for some reason, people are making black ones. They're not. They didn't. Apple never made a black Airport Express.
So how are they making the black ones?
It's just a new plastic case in China, probably, that somebody makes. It's amazing what devices somebody makes another case for, especially Apple stuff.
Right.
So it's just basically the same plastic case. It may be the same. I mean, you don't even know. It could be the same damn factory. That makes the white one, makes a black one. But yeah, I'm supposed to get the 8.0. It'd be really cool because you can use that with iTunes, right? So that'd be my remote speakers. through iTunes, and then use the iPhone as a remote control and be able to just play that in my computer.